Welcome to 2024 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
Mother Teresa could not beat these charges. These charges are rigged. The whole thing is rigged. The whole country's a mess between the borders and fake elections.
Visibly distraught, former President Donald Trump comparing himself to Mother Teresa as his porn star hush money case reaches the jury. Before leaving after the first day's deliberation, jurors ask for copies of two key witnesses' testimony as well as the judge's instructions. Trump and allied members of Congress are pointing to a Texas anti-immigration group's report that claims as many as a quarter of non-citizens are registered to vote. Experts say that's plainly untrue and call it misinformation corrosive to democracy. David Becker with the Center for Election Innovation and Research says the actual number is well under 1%.
We should have as much confidence in our elections now as we have ever had in American history. But because of lies being spread by election losers, we see our election system is experiencing doubt.
An examination last month of Ohio's voter rolls by the Republican Secretary of State found fewer than 150 non-citizens registered out of 8 million voters. But other surveys show increasing numbers of Americans distrust elections when their party loses. The Colorado Supreme Court has suspended the law license of former Trump attorney Jenna Ellis for 3 years. Ellis pleaded guilty to one felony count after trying to overturn the Georgia 2020 presidential results.
I believe in and I value election integrity. If I knew then what I know now, I would have declined to represent Donald Trump in these post-election challenges.
First Lady Jill Biden appeared on The View. She said rules in place for next month's presidential debate between Trump and President Joe Biden should work like effective guardrails.
American people deserve a debate because you need to see your choices. You need to see Trump and you need to see the president and you need to see the differences.
Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito says he won't recuse himself from January 6 insurrection cases, even though two flags connected to the riot were flown outside his homes. Tennessee Democrat Steve Cohen is leading a censure effort in the House.
Well, what he's done is contrary to his oath of office, it's contrary to what the role of a Supreme Court justice should be, which is to be impartial at all times and avoid even the appearance of impropriety.
New reporting from the New York Times cast doubt on Alito's story about a U.S. flag flown upside down at his home. Advocates for Iowa's seniors say they will likely vote for lower drug costs and protections for Social Security and Medicare. Brad Anderson is with AARP Iowa.
One thing we know for sure is that older voters will dominate the overall turnout. During the last primary election in 2022, 77% were 50 or older.
Anderson says despite steps in the Inflation Reduction Act to cut some drug costs, it remains a hurdle for many. I'm Alex Gonzalez for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.